With us today is Larry Kudlow to tell us what the heck is going on, what happened, and what we'll hope for.
Hello, John. How are you? Thanks for having me. The big news this week, I think, was the demise and decline of this crazy big government socialist tax and spend bill in Washington, D.C. And there are two reasons for that. One of them is Joe Manchin, and the other is Kyrsten Sinema. Manchin is strongly against all the spending, and he insists on means tests and workfare, work requirements. He also is against the Green New Deal, and he really put a dagger into both, especially the Green New Deal parts. And Senator Sinema put a dagger into all these proposed tax hikes. She says no to the higher corporate tax, no to a higher individual tax, no to a higher capital gains tax. The Democrats are flummoxed. They are in complete disarray. They are pointing fingers and blaming at each other. Of course, they're blaming Manchin and Sinema because they're the only moderates left in the Senate. And I'm loving it because, you know, I think it's very simple. Save America and kill the bill.
And you feel that we're headed to that direction and that would be good for America. Is that why the market is so strong? Everybody is listening to you?
I think, John, that's a key reason. I really do. By the way, the market also has good, very good profits. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks, and profits are coming in on the high side everywhere. So companies are making money despite, you know, issues about supply chains and inflation and labor shortages. But listen, if that bill ever went through with all these massive tax increases, which would kill profits, by the way, absolutely slaughter profits, you would lose jobs and lower wages, and you would shrink the economy. I mean, the number of economic models are showing that. And I know this thing's been weighing on the stock market because the stock market needs profits. Businesses, in order to grow, need profits. And the left-wing progressives in the White House and the Congress don't like profits, and they don't care about business. And so they're ignorant of how this economy works. But Americans are full of common sense, and that common sense is leading them to say, we don't want to transform America in some radical direction. We don't want to transform the culture, and we don't want to transform the economy. We could have some tweaks and here and there that hopefully will lead to greater prosperity. But this transformation theme is going down. Biden's going down. I mean, it's fascinating to me. So, yeah, it's a seesaw. Washington down, stocks up.
I want your opinion, Larry Kudlow. I've said on Fox Business last week and the week before that CEOs are scared. They're scared that if their earnings are off by more than a penny, Wall Street trashes them. And when they see the price increases coming about, whether it's oil, when they see their product is being delayed in the Pacific, not coming through, they will raise prices regardless if they cost them more themselves just to be ahead of the curve. Am I wrong or am I right?
Well, no, I think you're right. But look, if you miss on earnings, at least in the short run, you'll pay the price. I don't know about the long run, but in the short run. But I think on these other issues, look, the inflation is lasting longer than I and others thought. Frankly, I'm worried now not only about supply shortages and the Los Angeles port. I'm worried that the Federal Reserve keeps pumping money into the economy, free money, and that could mean a longer-term inflation. That's my biggest concern. Short run, by the way, I must say, higher inflation is actually good for profits. Higher inflation is good for profits. Retail sales are very strong. The economy is very strong. We're going to get a lousy report for GDP next week because there were no cars available for consumers to buy. Retail sales will be very soft there. But actually, fundamentally, unemployment claims are the lowest since the pandemic. People are getting away from all the pandemic plus-ups for unemployment benefits. Consumers are strong. Businesses are very profitable, which is very bullish. Banks are outperforming. Energy is outperforming. Industrials are outperforming. And, you know, hopefully Washington won't screw it up by taxing everything that moves.
Well, Larry Kudlow, thank you for bringing the truth to all the American people. You're on Fox Business Monday through Friday between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, and then on Saturdays on WABCRadio.com on 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And thank you so much for telling the people the truth.
John, save America, kill the bill.
I agree with you. Save America, kill the bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.